We're here in Tijuana in the busiest land border crossing in the Western Hemisphere in San Isidro. You can see the United States behind us and the officials there. And then you can see to my left, there's a small camp here of Russians. And these are people that have fled their country because they opposed the war with Ukraine. They've been telling us a few stories. There's a family who had to flee after the father joined an anti-war protest and got arrested and was told that he could go to prison for years. And so they immediately picked up two suitcases and fled here. Other people that said, I've got relatives in the Ukraine. I can't fight against them. I can't be against them. So they felt they had to flee their country as well. And they've headed here. They've been told by these officials to wait at the moment. Obviously, these Russian people that have had to leave aren't the priority. What we have seen is a Ukrainian mother and her son that have also come here. They showed their passports and they were immediately let through into the United States. That wasn't automatically happening for Ukrainians before, so there's obviously been some sort of order, at least here, to let Ukrainians through. Now, why are the Russians around us fleeing here rather than someone else? They say that basically Europe is closed to them at the moment. There's no flights. This is one of the only places, Mexico, that they can go to with no visa, and then they just want to go from Mexico and try and get across there into the United States. And that's possibly why we're seeing numbers of Russians here and some Ukrainians all trying to get to safety.